Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To go. Curry will walk it up off the screen. Curry at midcourt. They're going to trap him. Feeds over to Draymond. Draymond looks, finds Thompson with three, with two, with one. The jumper's up. Good! Point two to go! Klay Thompson with the bucket! Sacramento calls time.
This is Klay Thompson, and you are listening to the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. It better not be roasting me if I'm giving him all these intros.
No, Clay. I will never roast you. I, Monte Hill, will never ever roast the great Klay Thompson. That was one of the game winners against Sacramento. The Sacks won two straight since then. They've won two straight games. Malik Monk, who won't play tonight, he hit one game winner up at the G1C when they rallied from a 24-point deficit. That one stung. That one drove me crazy. And then, of course, the last time at Chase Center when Fox throws a trap onto Stephen Curry, he couldn't even get a shot up, and they win at Chase Center 134-133. So the last three matchups come down to 1 point between the Kings and the Warriors, and tonight it's win or go home. Let's bring in our main man, our brother from another mother. Too bad he doesn't get to come to the dental office. I was hoping he was coming to get some Novocaine and, you know, get a root canal or whatnot. But instead, we got to go to the G1C and deal with that beam and everything. Kenny Caraway, ESPN 1320. Shasky, what?
Last time we talked to Kenny, he was, you know, asking us a lot and saying a lot of stuff. And I'm just curious, has your wrist healed from trying to backhand the Warriors and their dynasty? And you got it broken last year in that game 7 with that 50 burger that Steph dropped. Has it healed up well?
Well, you know, first of all, what's going on to my brothers? How y'all doing, man?
Hi, Kenny.
It healed just fine. You know, one of the things and the theme of today that we'll talk about a lot is, you know, the Kings are a team that are at the beginning of their story. The Warriors, well, they're finished. Okay, this is what it is. They're finished. Now, look, you got four championships. Nobody's disrespecting that. We would love to have four championships here. You got, you know, a moment in history. Nobody's taking that away from you. But that doesn't take away from the fact that it is over. It's done. Like, this thing is over. It's a wrap. Don't get it twisted. Hell, even if you win tonight, you'll probably lose on Friday. Hell, if you win Friday, you'll probably get beat down in the first round or something. Like, this thing's over. The championship dreams are done. So they did heal. My wrist did heal. But the Kings are at the beginning of their story. It's the final chapter for these Warriors. Don't get it twisted.
Hey, Kenny, how big of a game? That's cute. That's a nice little that's pretty cute. I'm glad you believe that. How big is this
no,
game up
not.
There in Sacramento? No, how big, though? Because I feel like even if the Kings win this game and lose Friday, that feather in your cap and that A hat that you're rocking there looks pretty clean. I always like the Hazel's hats. Couldn't rock them because of what happened with the rally bucket, though, too. But that feather in the cap, how proud would Kings fans be to win this game tonight? Would that erase what happened last season?
Well, you talk about last season. It would go a long way to help with that. I mean, because you're sending the Warriors home, man. So that's a good thing. But as far as this season in particular, me and Dane, we talk about this often. Like, you win this game today, but you lose on Friday. There's still a lot of people that look at this season as a failure. You know, because you didn't make the playoffs, and that was the goal to get to the playoffs. So, in that scenario that you laid out, win this game tonight, We like the beam. We're going to have a good old time at DoCo. It's going to be a good thing. But if we don't follow that up with a win on Friday, there's going to be a lot of people disappointed for sure.
Why is the team better defensively in the last couple of months here, the Kings?
Man, my very first thought about that has got to be Keon Ellis. Keon Ellis is phenomenal. And I have he is phenomenal on the defensive end. And I was kind of slow to come around. He's an undrafted guy, a two-way player. And I liked him as a player, but I didn't know what he would be in the NBA. But he's a tenacious defender. He's only about 6'3", but he's got like a 6'8" wingspan. Like, he's long and wiry. I've said a couple of different times, and maybe I'm jumping out the window, but he has all defensive team ability on the perimeter, the way he guards and the way he makes things difficult. I don't know how you guys necessarily, if you feel this way about this guy I'm about to speak of, but he kind of reminds me of a GP2. Mm. You know, the way he can, he is versatile, and he's athletic, and he's tenacious on the defensive end. So what he's been able to do on the perimeter has really helped out. One of the things that's always been an issue with the Sacramento Kings, in my opinion, under De'Aaron Fox, is they would always ask Fox to do everything. And you look around at the other point guards, whether it's Steph, whether it's Ja, Trae Young, Luka, Dame, they were never asked to average 30 and guard the best guard every day. And that's what they asked De'Aaron Fox to do for years. And I used to say, hey, hide him out in the corner like they do Ja Morant. Hide him out in the corner on the weakest offensive player like they do Trae Young. Or I'm not taking shots at Steph, but let him play, the weakest perimeter guy so Steph can go to work. And now with Keon Ellis there, they've been able to do that. But here's the caveat with that. De'Aaron Fox, in my opinion, is an all-defensive player. Led the league in steals, top three in deflections. He is a hellacious on-ball defender, but he doesn't have to always guard the best offensive perimeter player. And that's unlocked his defense as well, which is why you're seeing some of these things team defensively then become better. Keegan Murray is a hell of a defender. And Davion Mitchell, who we all know he can defend, but he had an up-and-down season through half of the season. Since the All-Star break, he's found his groove, and he's starting to get his defensive bag as well as his offensive bag. So what's really happening, a long-winded way of saying it, is what's really happening is they're starting in the mold into the creation of Mike Brown and what Mike Brown is all about as being a coach. Hellacious on the defensive end, especially on the perimeter, and he's found some guys who can play that style of basketball.
I'm talking to Kenny Caraway, ESPN 1320, breaking down Warriors and Kings. He'll be in the building at the G1C for this play-in tournament game between the Kings and the Warriors. Kings at 9, Warriors at 10. And Kenny, I'm glad you stole my thunder there with Keon Ellis. I am so impressed with this young man, and I'm just thinking about all the different guys who could guard Stephen Curry tonight. Like, we were talking about Wiggins is going to be the primary defender on De'Aaron Fox, and not having GP2 for this game could hurt the Warriors at times. I want Wiggins to be on the floor at all times when Fox is on the floor. When Fox takes a breather, I want Wiggins to take a breather. But on the flip side, will Keon Ellis get the first crack at Stephen Curry there, and then maybe alleviate some of that defensive pressure off of Fox, and then maybe you go off night coming off the bench? Because I feel like Keon Ellis is going to draw that assignment out Steph.
Well, it's really interesting. We were talking about this yesterday and trying to figure it out, because first and foremost, ain't nobody stopping Steph Curry.
No
Steph
doubt.
Curry's one of the greatest players to ever play. We got all the respect in the world for 30. Don't get it twisted. But what you want to do is you want to make it difficult. And the guy that's made it the most difficult, at least this season, especially since he's kind of, he's got his legs under him as an NBA player, is Keegan Murray.
Mm.
Keegan Murray's length and athleticism has seemed to bother Steph Curry. So we wonder where they'll start with, because everything that I said about Keon, everything that you guys have said about Keon is 100% true. But when you've got a guy like Keegan Murray, who you can put a little size on him and athleticism, and has a track record of making things difficult for Steph, maybe you start with him and you bring Keon in every now and then. What I've really looked at with this particular matchup and the way they defend nowadays is you've got four guys to throw at Steph. Once again, not saying you're going to stop the guy. The guy can go for 50 at any time. Ain't nobody stopping Steph Curry. But you got four options to maybe keep guys fresh and keep giving him different looks between Keegan, Keon, Davion, and I think Fox will get some time on him as well. Like I said, Fox is. We've been trying to push that candidacy for him to be an all-defensive player, because he is a pretty damn good defensive ball player at that point guard position. So you got four guys that you can throw, give different looks. More importantly, maybe keep, if you want Keon to be on him more times than not, Keon doesn't have to guard him for 40 minutes. You know, you can pick your spots when Keon can get on him, with Keaton getting some time, Davion getting some time, and De'Aaron getting some time. So it's going to be a group effort, as always.
Also, real quickly, Kitty, the way the Kings pressured Steph last year in that series, pressing him 94 feet. And there was a lot of times in the half court where the Warriors didn't get into their offense till about 15, 14 seconds left. I anticipate that as well, because that made it difficult for the Warriors to score the half court last year in that first round series.
No, that's a Doug Christie special. Doug Christie is really big on picking up these guys full court, making them work. Don't get them, giving them any easy inch. And once again, like we talked about Keon Ellis, they just have the personnel now to play that style of basketball. Are they better? I don't know. I don't want to go that far. But defensively, they clearly are better because they have the personnel that matches up with what Mike Brown wants to do, what Jordy Fernandez wants to do. And when you talk about picking up full court, that's something Doug Christie, I'm sure, has implemented in what they want to do on the defensive end.
10 full minutes and no Draymond Sabonis talk. Just
I leave that alone.
Have at it. Yeah. Have at it.
I want to save that. I want to get Kenny started here.
Well, Kenny, you are one of the biggest Draymond, I would say, haters. I mean, but that's, to me, you're not a quote unquote hater of Draymond. You just try to present the other side of how other fans view Draymond Green.
Great word. Truther. That's what I am. I tell the truth when it comes to Draymond. The guy got a backpack on when he shoots the jump shot. Now, look, when I talk about he's a truther, he is one of the best defensive players we've seen in this game. You know, he is one of those guys. But I think he's on the downside of it. Much like the Warriors in general, he's on the downside of his run. You know, his run is over, okay? But I will give him this. With the Warriors playing good basketball, that has coincided with Draymond playing good basketball. I remember it was the Mavericks game I was watching on TNT a couple weeks ago. He did a good job and helped close that game out. And, you know, he has his moments. When he's good, he's really beneficial. When he's awful, he's awful. I don't know what Draymond we're getting tonight. I don't know if we're getting the Draymond that showed up in game two of the series last year or the Draymond that showed up in game five. This guy had 21 points, yep. Was hitting three. He was Dale Ellis. I said, what the hell is going on? This guy out here shooting like Craig Hodges. I said, what the hell is
all about? Hey, Draymond Green went 5-7 from the three-point line against the Lakers last Tuesday. And in his next game against the Pelicans, he didn't even take a shot. So we don't know what we're getting from Draymond Green offensively. But we've been over, like, ever since I started working that pregame show, Kitty, when he's aggressive offensively, the Warriors are just a different team. When he scores those 10 to 12 points and makes a couple threes, it opens up the defense to where Curry and Kuminga and Wiggins can drive to the rack left and right. So his offense is very important. It may be as important as his defense tonight against Sacramento.
I've said this for years now, a decade at this point. If I'm going up against the Golden State Warriors, Draymond Green, and I know the way the offense works is not as simplistic as this, but Draymond Green will have to go for 25, 30 points. I want to see you go for 25, 30 points because that means that's less passes that you're making a step for Clay. If you're wide open, I'm going to leave you open and let you shoot.
Imagine Draymond. 25, 30 tonight. That would be incredible.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Which is the Draymond Green drop.
Incredible.
Thank you. Casey.
Well, what I'm saying to that is I will leave you open every time. I'm not going to pressure you and give you a lane right. So you can make a backdoor pass to Kuminga or Steph Curry. I'm going to leave you open. I'm going to force you to shoot the basketball. And if you are hitting, I'll tip my hat. I'll take my chances that you're not going to be hitting or that you're not even going to shoot the ball. And we can do whatever we want to do on the defensive end, much like Draymond does with what was that game when he was guarding Russell Westbrook and he just sat in the lane and left at the ball?
Oh, yeah.
That's the way I would play Draymond Green.
Well, break down the fans to me. Like, how much does this one mean to Kings fans? Because, look, we were talking about it. Like, I've got a lot of family that's moved from the Bay Area up to the Sacramento area, whether it's Auburn, Roseville, Indesac, Rockland. Like, they're all up in that area. Some when their kids were really young, became Kings fans prior to the Warriors, you know, being good. Some have moved up there while the Warriors were dominant, remained Warrior fans. Like, there's a lot of transplants. We know this. So, like, as a local, as a Kings fan who's been a Kings fan since day one, break down the psyche of the local Kings fan and how you view Warrior fans.
Oh, man. All right, we got some time. So, obviously, everybody knows up here we hate the Lakers, right? Lakers, I think if you did a – it's tough, man. The Lakers are definitely a team we hate, you know, on the top level. I would say probably within the last 5 years, because it didn't start when the Warriors started winning, right? It didn't start, you know, at that time. It was a little bit after that when we started to get some Bay Area transplants out here. And I think the crowning moment, the defining moment that really pissed people here in Sacramento off was when we started to see Warriors gear in the Sacramento airport. Mm. For whatever reason, that started to piss us off. Mm. And I bring up the Lakers because the Warriors may have supplanted the Lakers as the number one enemy in Sacramento. We hate the Warriors. I remember last year when you guys won the series and you guys played against the Lakers. I remember I was listening because, you know, I'm a roaster. I've been listening to my people. And you were like, no, I can't believe it. Kings fans, y'all going with the Lakers over the Warriors? This is supposed to be NorCal love. No, no, no. We don't like you. All right? Don't get it. We don't like you. You're the number one enemy here. And if it came down to it like we saw last year, hell, go LeBron, go AD, beat these Warriors, get them the hell out of here. So that is the energy that is going to be at the Golden 1 Center tonight.
I love
that's
that.
The energy
I love that.
That goes off from 12 from noon to 4 on D'Lo and KC. That's energy.
No, hold on, KC, because you're starting to turn up a little bit. I'm going to have to turn you down real quick. You're a little too turned up right here. A little too turned up, KC. Now, Shasky and I. How hated are we in Sacramento? Because I know how hated we are in Philadelphia, in Dallas. But I see the T-shirts up there.
I see royalties.
The empty calorie. Yeah, where's our royalties at? For the shoulder. The empty calories hoodies
KC,
that you guys got up there.
You know I was right about that, too.
Hey, man, it's a physical game.
Oh, yeah. Ask Draper.
Now you're worried about physicality?
Oh, no, Draper is. You saw your boy Draper on the post-game show, Kenny. Talking about it's too physical out there. It's bully ball out there. This is not enjoyable basketball. I don't know what he's on.
Draymond Green in Pelican Bay.
Hey, I thought Draper was from Philadelphia. We'll talk to him in a little bit. I thought he was from Philly. Tough. East Coast. Bad boys. Come on, man.
Hey, like Tubac said, as he was birdie. When they were playing in the tournament, when Kyle was getting knocked around and Tommy Shepard was getting knocked around, he looked at the referee and said, "This is a man's game, right? It's a man's game. That's what we're doing here tonight, baby. It's a physical game, baby. It's playoff basketball."
Casey, you're cutting out left and right here. Last time the Kings won a playoff series was when?
Man, it's been a long, long time. I think it was 2005.
It sounds like you're calling from 2005. What is going on with your connection?
Well, I'll tell you like this. On D-Lo and KC, noon to 4, we don't do all this phone calls. Make sure I'm trained. It's all good. We in 2024. I don't know what this cockamamie setup is right here. You come straight on the Zoom. You guys know what it is. You got your microphone hooked up.
Hey, Kenny, I'm just glad that the Sacramento airport finally got Wi-Fi. Even though we got to pay $4.99 for it. But at least we finally got Wi-Fi in the airport up there.
We're not arguing about our airports. Have fun up there at the T1C, man. Get out of here, man.
And trust me, and Warriors ain't losing this case because they do. I will not be on social media for 3 weeks.
Guys, look. Talk about this the way I started it.
We can't even hear you. One less Louis bag for you and Damian, and upgrade your Wi-Fi. What is going on?
Casey and D-Lo. Hey, they get out there with the Louis bags and the Gucci.
I mean,
them boys is fitting up, man.
And my guy had AOL dial-up.
Hey,
like,
man.
What are we doing?
Hey, man, them boys, I ain't gonna lie,
man. The way
man.
He dresses, and then the Wi-Fi doesn't match the way the guy dresses.
I mean, they probably had to fit out last night about the G-Lo. Hey, the play in terms tournament fit is going to be hard.
I love
the play-in tournament fit. The play-in tournament fit, they're going to be rocking today. The vest, the Louis V vest. Them boys is draped up, man.
I mean, I didn't know he was going to call us from MS-DOS 1997. What was going on there?
Oh, man. We're the number one in it. Number one. You hear that?
Well, is Warrior it me fans. And you or is it the Warriors?
It's the Warriors.
Oh, okay.
Us, they love us. Well, I know they love me. They love me.
Yeah, they love you.
Yeah, I don't know why am I so lovable as Chasky's not. It should be the other way around.
Well, hating white guys is in right now, you know?
Yeah, I'm just well practice. Hating white guys?
Yeah.
That's in right now?
I don't know.
I think it's all making stuff up. I'm trying to think of the differentiator. Well, I mean, talking about enemy number one.
No, come on, man. You see black people get hate all that.
That's
mean,
true.
Everybody's got an argument there.
That's true.
Everybody's got an argument. It's just a lot of haters. Haters will find a way to hate.
Yeah, that's pretty lame.
They said KC needs to move to Roseville. Elk Grove connection is so bad. Oh, that's cold. Let's go to... They said, can he still use an Obama phone?
Oh, that's it. Come on.
That's that LG chocolate. The LG
Man.
Hey, my dad had that razor for so long.
Only the cool kids had the razors back in the day.
He fought the iPhone for years. We got him one. The guy was obsessed. Facebook, everything all in one
place. He realized there's nothing worse than a green text. That's what he finally realized. Blue text only.
We had a big argument over the weekend with my cousin JP Money about his insistence on Android. And he's like, it's superior technology to the Apple. And I was like, just stop it. Everyone's got an Apple phone, dude. Just get the iPhone.
Yeah, them boys are in denial. Them boys are in denial.
Who?
The Android users. They're in denial.
But why did they do it just to be jerks, I feel like.
Whatever.
I have to be different.
Oh.
I mean, if we're doing analogies, the Warriors are clearly the iPhone, and then the Kings tonight are the Android. I mean, it's not even close.
Well, I mean, it may be too physical for Kyle Draper.
The NBA has a problem right now, ladies and gentlemen. And we had Tim Kempton on the radio today. The physicality has gotten out of control. It is not basketball that's being played right now in the NBA. It is bully ball out there. The NBA has gone too far the other way. Like, this is not fun to watch. Tim Kempton said it. And this is a guy that played in the 90s, played Bad Boys Pistons and all that. And for what I saw out there tonight, and it's not against Sacramento, it's not against Phoenix, it's against both teams. The NBA has to clean that up. I think there's too much physicality out there. And then to adjust to it middle of the season, I just don't like this brand of NBA basketball. It is not enjoyable to watch because so many times guys are getting fouled, they're throwing their hands up,
sure.
Rightfully so, and these refs are swallowing the whistle. They're so-called letting the players decide on the floor. A foul is a foul is a foul. Make the calls, officials.
So,
and this is not about Kings didn't get the whistle. That's not basketball out there.
It's all about the Kings not getting the whistle. Oh, man.
If
by the way,
listed 100 issues with the NBA, I don't think too physical makes the list.
Yeah, no, not at all. We've been begging for the NBA to go back to not necessarily the 90s brand of basketball, but I mean, come on. You can't call a foul when somebody's breathing on somebody. By the way, this is a great message from Demick 1212. Kenny locked off so he could play solitaire. That's pretty good. I do like that.
Couple things. I love how the clips don't lie. When you're misspelling and mispronouncing I'm not even going to say it. Give it to me. Give me the last 10 games of, come on. Baltimore Orioles. I'm going to mispronounce it.
No, you said it.
If you think about it, Ayukin Debo.
No, not that.
Juwan Jennings on third down. George Kittle.
No,
you got CMC.
No.
You're not throwing Bonte under the bus.
And then he's scared to say the name. Don't fall for the... Don't do it, Spadoni.
What's the name?
I'm not going to say.
No. What are you talking... I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about either.
Richmond.
Give him that last 2 months that Gunnar Henderson got with the Orioles last year. Audi Ruschman, who we're going to see in the home run derby.
Yes. So when I hit the yes, confirming your mistake, is it Reagan? How do you pronounce her last name?
What's her name? I don't know.
Well, I don't want to. She's a colleague on some level. So, because I'm not in SAC. So what I'm saying is that if you listen to that rant, at one point she agrees with Kyle Draper.
She does.
The lie, tape don't lie.
The tape don't lie.
She did what I did.
She's just like, yeah. Hurry up and pass the mic.
That's me every day.
Oh, man. Ball I know.
Yeah, I said what I said.
You're the Russell Westbrook of the show. Let's go to Armando and San Leandro.
It's your turn, my turn.
No, it's never that. It's your turn, Hey, I'm like Andrew Wiggins. I'm not touching the ball for four or five possessions.
No.
Hey, Armando and San Leandro.
I guarantee if we did an actual breakdown of spoken words on this show, 2-1 you to me.
No, no chance.
Uh-huh.
You cut me off all the time. No chance that's 2-1.
My shot like selection is infinitely better.
You're 60-40. You're the J.R. Smith. You're taking 24 threes in the game. Armando, San Leandro, what's happening?
I will not play with my shirt off like he did at the parade.
Hey, how you doing, man? First thing, man, let's go Warriors, baby.
Let's go Warriors, Mondo.
And hey, them Kings fans, I don't think it's going to be their year, though. I think we need this one. And I think, honestly, Wiggins going to give you at least 18 points. I think they're going to put that TJ on in the paint. He's going to be, man, blocking balls left and right. And I feel like Green is going to bring it, man. He's going to at least give you 10 points. He's going to be crazy on defense. I feel like they're going to put Green on Fox, though.
Maybe at times. Maybe at times, not all games.
I'm sure I love that
matchup. But at times, but he defended. Draymond did take that assignment at times in game four, that pivotal game last year when the Warriors were down 2-1. You saw him guarding Fox late in that fourth quarter, last 5 minutes of the game. So Day-Day is capable, no doubt. All the options are on the table tonight, folks. They got to throw the kitchen sink at this team. You got to do whatever you got to do to just win a damn game and get to Friday.
So for the uninitiated, when it comes to Keon Ellis, who it sounds like he's one of the many reasons why their defense has taken a huge step forward.
I believe it is.
He referenced Gary Payton II mm-hmm. as a guy that reminds him of style of play-wise. Mm-hmm. When the Warriors play GP2 long stretches with certain combinations, it does really muck things up for them offensively.
It does.
What's Keon's offensive game like?
Well, he's a better three-point shooter. You think about the month of April, he's shooting 47.5% from the three-point line.
Mm.
He's attempting five threes a game, so he's not shy of the three-point shot. You know, last week in Oklahoma City, he went 8-15 from three. All right?
It's a hell of a game.
8-15. Now, New Orleans had him on a scouting report. He only plays 23 minutes. He only gets three-point attempts up. Phoenix, Friday night, he gets six shots up from three-point range. So he will take the three. He's not shy of the three-point line. So I think his offensive game is a little more diverse than GP2's is. And he, you
does
know,
he finish
6'3".
Around the rim like GP2?
I don't know if he finishes around the rim. We could ask Draper about that.
Yeah.
But I definitely know he's willing to take that three-point shot for sure.
Well, I know that I was just, again, I'm just watching the game the other night when there was the end of the Kings and the Phoenix. And they had flashed some Davion Mitchell shooting numbers from, I don't know what the date was, mm-hmm. the final month, 2 mm-hmm. months of the season, whenever the injuries happened to Herter mm-hmm. and Monk. And he's shooting better. And I'm saying, wow. I mean, well, okay, if he's shooting better. So it sounds like other guys have stepped up into those roles that have been vacated. Not as good as Malik Monk in terms of being a dynamic scorer off the bench, but they just bring different elements to that team.
Let's hear from Draymond Green on this play-in matchup with the Sacramento Kings.
Okay.
It's always a playoff-type game. Like, you feel that. You go into their arena, their fans want to light the beam and see us lose and beat the crap out of us, and they come in here, we want to beat the crap out of them. A lot of familiarity amongst the two organizations, even beyond just us going out and playing in the money games that we've played against each other over the past couple years. You know, Mike, Vivette, LB, like there's a ton of familiarity amongst the organizations. So, yeah, I mean, it kind of has brewed into that. But, you know, for us, it's another game that we have to go win. It's not just another game in the sense of like, oh, it's just any other game. It's another game that we have to go win, and we got to go get it done.
That's Draymond Green. Let's go to Philmo Mike. Philmo Mike. What's up, Philmo?
Yo. What's up with it? What's up, Bontay?
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties
change the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.